iMessage on Linux and the philosophy of building your own stack. A project called Tether, built by Zach Bartle, landed 470 points and 185 comments on Hacker News, one of the most discussed items of the weekend. Tether enables iMessage and SMS on Linux through a relay system that keeps the iPhone as the authenticated message hub. The Linux application connects to the phone over a local network or via a relay server, and messages flow bidirectionally. The approach is technically elegant because it sidesteps the hardest problem in any iMessage on other platforms effort, Apple's proprietary authentication protocol. Where Beeper, the cross-platform messaging app, spent months in a cycle of reverse engineering Apple's protocol and having Apple break the implementation, Tether simply leaves authentication with the phone and gives Linux a window into what the phone already sees. Commenters raised legitimate questions about the relay architecture's security model. Routing messages through a third-party server, even a self-hosted one, introduces a new point of failure and potential interception. The author provides documentation for self-hosting the relay, which addresses some trust concerns at the cost of operational overhead. A more fundamental fragility, observers noted, is that Apple has strong incentives to keep iMessage on Apple hardware and the technical ability to break the phone-side relay mechanism if Tether attracts sufficient attention. A companion post argued that everyone should build their own network stack, at least once. The piece advocates participating in DN42, a decentralized hobbyist network where users configure real BGP routers, allocate address space, and run their own autonomous systems. The author's argument is that the abstractions used to teach networking are useful but lossy. You do not understand TCP congestion control until you have watched a retransmission storm on a network you are responsible for, and you do not understand BGP route propagation until you have fat-fingered an path and watched your routes vanish. The HN community received the piece warmly, with many engineers sharing examples of understanding that came only from operating real infrastructure rather than reading documentation. Smaller tools in the same spirit also surfaced. Spark, a shell utility that renders Spark lines directly in the terminal using Unicode block characters, drew appreciation for its focus. Zero dependencies, works anywhere, does one thing well. A 2020 post on using SQLite as a document database resurfaced with renewed relevance. As SQLite's JSON-1 support, available since 2015, enables storing and querying semi-structured data in ways that compete with MongoDB for many use cases, removing an entire infrastructure dependency. Jupyter GIS 0.16, meanwhile, brought a grammar of graphics approach to geospatial data inside Jupyter notebooks, alongside collaborative story maps that multiple users can edit simultaneously, extending the document-native philosophy to geographic information systems.